5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Sean Steady. Sean Steady.
Oh, that's big.
Sean Steady.
Oh, let's go.
Sean Steady. Sean Steady. Sean Steady. Sean Steady.
Let's go.
Sean Steady.
Oh, man.
Sean Steady.
The NFL draft is right around the corner, and it's mock draft season. We're predicting the entire first round. Come see who we took. It is NFL mock draft time. What's going on, listeners? Welcome back to another episode here on the Sean's Take podcast. I'm once again with Benny Anderson today. Benny, welcome.
What's up, Sean? What's up, Sean's Take listeners? I'm really excited for this. We've worked really, really, really hard on
this. We did. We've put a lot of time into this. Our 2024 NFL first round mock draft. Up first, Chicago Bears. Easiest pick in the draft this year. We got them taking Caleb Williams.
Easy money. Home run hitter right here. I don't think there's a better quarterback. And no, I've never heard of a rookie quarterback walking into a better situation than this, especially with the first pick of the NFL draft. Caleb Williams, Chicago, the future is bright in Chi-Town.
It is. And now as we get to the rest of the draft, things aren't as clear cut. But number two, we got the Washington Commanders. Benny, I'll let you take this one.
Drake May. Yes, we're going Drake May over Jane Daniels. I honestly think it's a toss-up between either one of them. But I think Drake May at the end, I really like what he's done on tape. He has such a strong arm. So does Jaden Daniels. But I think that Drake May is going to go ahead and do it, and he's going to be in Washington.
And that's no knock on Jaden Daniels, because at number three, we have the New England Patriots taking Jaden Daniels. And I will preface too, we're doing no trades in this mock draft, so we're going with the original draft order. Patriots, always a team that talks about trading down. Here, though, we have them taking Jaden Daniels, resetting that quarterback room, and moving on with their new franchise quarterback.
Wouldn't be surprised, though, if Las Vegas goes up there, makes a trade, identifies Jaden Daniels as their guy, especially if he doesn't go at two, and just gives New England the house.
100% agree. And now at pick number four, being a Chicago Bears fan, this can't be my favorite pick of the draft because Caleb Williams takes that spot, but I love the Cardinals taking Maserati Marvin Harrison Jr., wide receiver from Ohio State, going to Arizona, giving Kyler Murray a new number one option.
Yeah, I mean, to me, tape speaks for itself. I think Malik Nabers and Roma Dunze are, I think this is just one of the best top-heavy receiver classes. And we'll look back at this and be like, wow, this was an elite draft for wide receivers. But you can't coach size, you can't coach speed, you can't coach NFL pedigree, you can't coach big games. Granted, both of those guys have also played in big games as well. But Marvin Harris Jr. with his enormous catch radius, he's going to be the guy, and Kyler Murray is going to be a very happy camper.
Speaking of another quarterback that's going to be pretty happy, and if you're a Malik Nabers fan, you'll be happy to hear we got him going number five to the Los Angeles Chargers. Benny, Chargers lost Mike Williams. They lost Keenan Allen this offseason. Malik Nabers, a pretty great way to restart that receiver room.
110%. I think he might be the most explosive receiver in this class. He's dynamite.
He is dynamite, and him and Justin Herbo, man, oh man.
And that will be exciting. Now, pick number six, we're flipping the script. We're going with the trenches. Joe Alt, first offensive lineman off the board. What's he going to do for the New York Giants?
To me, Joe Alt is an absolutely outstanding athlete. And I know a lot of New Yorkers are like, why? We didn't get a receiver here. Hold on, wait a minute. There's still going to be plenty of receiver depth in this class, but you can't miss an opportunity to get Joe Alt. Joe Alt, I think, is the best tackle in this class outside of arm bias, but I think it's Chief Karan Amagaji. Really think he's the best tackle in this class.
I ended
up giving him is going to make a GM look very, very, very smart. But Joe Alt, outstanding footwork, outstanding hands, very, very good athlete. And I think he's somebody who has a little bit of a mean streak to him as well. NFL pedigree as well. New York. That means you get to put Evan Neal inside a guard, which, I mean, we got to see. I think he can do it. I'm not going to give up on Evan Neal just yet. But Joe Alt, there's your franchise left tackle.
Yeah, and Giants fans may not be the most excited about this pick, but it is a pick that is going to help their football team immensely. And I think you get an A-plus grade if they do indeed do that on draft night.
And one more thing about Joe Alt. Joe Alt, Andrew Thomas. Oh, my goodness.
Could be special.
That could be a very, very special offensive line. Joe, Andrew Thomas is your left tackle. Joe Alt is your right tackle. It's getting going.
Now at pick number 7, we got another name that we've mentioned previously with the Tennessee Titans. Sticking with wide receivers, taking Rome Odunze. And Benny, that's pretty exciting if you're Will Levis. If you're getting this guy out of Washington, and you already got DeAndre Hopkins, and you signed Hollywood Brown this offseason, you all of a sudden got three receivers, plus Treylon Burks, who was a former first-round pick and still has potential. You got four legitimate pass catchers. If you're Will Levis, you're pretty happy.
You are very, very happy if you're Will Levis right here. I think the only thing that would have made him a little bit happier is maybe you get an offensive lineman, maybe get Olu, or get Fuaga, or even Troy Fontanu. But the reality of the situation is, if Odunze is there, you have to take him.
I agree with that. You're adding a young quarterback, young receiver is always a nice match made in heaven there. So I like the Titans going in that direction. At number 8, the Atlanta Falcons. I think this can be a huge pick for them, taking Dallas Turner. Benny, break this one down.
Yeah, I think this is a huge pick. And also with everything that came out, the Kirk Cousins and the tampering scandal, Atlanta needs to hit on an edge rusher, and they need to hit on one early. Because I think right now it's the only pick they're going to be guaranteed. We'll see how it all plays out. But Dallas Turner is an athletic freak. Will Anderson basically loved him up, which is to be expected, but the tape speaks for itself. Dallas Turner is going to go to Atlanta. He's going to ball out, and I'm really, really excited to see what he does.
And he fills their biggest need, in my opinion, for that team that is kind of ready to, with Kirk Cousins, to take that next step. So I like the pick. If he can generate pressure, Atlanta can be really, really good next year. We're back on the clock at number 9 with the Chicago Bears, their second pick in this draft. And we got them taking another defensive player. They solidified their offense this offseason, solidified it with the number 1 pick. Now we're going lot 2 out of UCLA, a linebacker. What do you think of that?
Yeah, he's probably one of the most technically solid edges in this class. I think the thing with lot 2 is just going to be this. I also wouldn't be surprised if the Bears, if they're not able to get one of Nevers, Maserati Marr, or Odunze, that they trade back here, mm-hmm. you know, accumulate more picks. But they got to get an edge rusher. They have to get an edge rusher. I mean, you get to pair him with Montez Sweat. That's a very, very, very exciting defensive end duo. And at the end of the day, man, you play in the NFC North, right? You got to deal with Jared Goff. You got to deal with Jared Goff. You got to deal with Jordan Love.
Yep.
You got to deal with whoever Minnesota gets, which we'll get to a little bit later. You get him, and you get a fantastic edge rusher. And I do know that there's injury concerns with the neck, but I think he's a baller.
He's a baller, and he'll fight through anything that comes his way. Benny, at pick number 10, I'm going to let you take this one with the New York Jets.
My boy, Olu Fashanu. I apologize if I messed the name up. I'm excited about this guy. Obviously, they're thinking out with like small hands, big whoop-de-whoop. This guy is a stone wall in pass protection. And yeah, he struggled on a couple matches with Ohio State. But one thing, if you look on the film, is he got progressively better every single game that he played in. And I think that this is going to be a guy that makes Aaron Rodgers extremely happy. He's very well polished, and I'm excited to see what happens.
And a great pass protector, too, which is what you want with a quarterback at Aaron Rodgers' age coming off a torn Achilles. So I love that pick for the Jets. At number 11, we got another quarterback coming off the board. The Minnesota Vikings taking J.J. McCarthy. And I know there's mixed emotions around how good J.J. McCarthy can be, but in Minnesota's system, I think it's a perfect match.
I think so. And Minnesota, this is how it plays out. They are ecstatic. And Denver is sick. Because now Minnesota is able to get their guys. They didn't have to trade anything at all. J.J. McCarthy instant goes in and becomes their franchise quarterback. I am not sold all the way on McCarthy. I just didn't see the vision right away because the production just wasn't there per se. But one thing you can't coach is he's a winner. He's got a winning pedigree.
100%. And now pick number 12 for the Denver Broncos, who did just trade for Zach Wilson as well, which was a very interesting trade. They're trying to give Zach Wilson a weapon, and they take Brock Bowers, tight end from Georgia, pretty much one of the highest tight end prospects we've ever seen. I don't think you can go wrong with that pick if you're the Broncos, and I think you're very happy here still being able to get a guy like Brock Bowers.
Yep, fantastic athlete, great player, played in some big games. Denver Broncos are rolling.
And pick number 13, Las Vegas Raiders, going with Troy Fontanu. Benny?
It's a toss-up here. It could have been him or Fuaga, but at this point, this is, again, no trades. They got to go get all linemen. They have to get an offensive lineman. And you can't go wrong. I personally think Fontanu is one of my favorite guard prospects. I think he can play tackle as well. If you just look on the tape, he's the best athlete in the offensive line position in this class.
Mm-hmm.
Ted Borderlini, gosh darn. Like, he got the numbers too, but Fontanu just on tape. His feet are just, whew, man. Feet are fantastic. He moves like a tight end. His combine performance was really great. Really excited about him.
Athletic offensive lineman, too, is always something you're looking for, especially with the amount teams pull and run outside zone now. So a good pick for the Raiders there at 14. The Saints take Fuaga. Benny, talk about this one.
He is a mauler. He is a mauler. He will put you on the dirt. He will take your lunch, and I love that as an offensive lineman. You get a big, nasty guy. You throw him inside there, and, you know, Trent Penning strode a little bit, but I'm not quite ready to give up on him right away. But this guy is a ball of physical hands, strong hands, just a great base, great core, and he plays through the whistle, which is going to play very well down there in the Big Easy.
Now, pick number 15, Indianapolis Colts. I like this pick a lot with what we have. Quinyon Mitchell, a corner, our first defensive secondary player off the board. And if you're the Colts, you gave up a lot of passing yards last year, and you're going into a division with C.J. Stroud and a revamped Texans offense that's only going to get better and better. A Jacksonville Jaguars team that can air it out with Trevor Lawrence, and a Carolina Panthers team, too, that still has Bryce Young, who's the number one pick last year. So you're in a division that likes to throw the ball. I like going secondary here. Help shore up that pass protection there.
Yes, and it's late. So I know, yeah, Carolina Panthers, NFC South. But the Tennessee Titans will have, like, you're absolutely right, Sean.
Yes, yeah, yes. Sorry, so no, about that.
But Quinyon Mitchell, man, super long, athletic corner, had a fantastic combine, and every single test that he's been given, every single knock he's answered in, I think he's my quarterback number one.
Yeah, I like the pick there. 16, Seattle Seahawks, Byron Murphy. Get you a defensive tackle in the middle who can clog up the middle and set the tone on the defensive side of the football. The Seahawks have been missing this for the past couple of years. I think that's a great pick for them right there.
And you can rush the passer a little bit. Can't go wrong with Byron Murphy.
Completely agree. Well, that's the first 16 picks. We're going to head to a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're doing 17 through 32.
Men talk women. Men talk sports. Finally, a talk show where men huddle.
She's on her own!
And break into real conversation. Real issues. The real deal. Men for Men Better Living. Real men, real talk.
Please, stay safe and stay healthy.
As a 25-year Wayne resident, Foggy's Automotives took care of all my car needs. And for real estate, everyone knows it's the Gene Lowe team. Listen, we may not agree on who's the best golfer, but we certainly agree that all of our customers and clients are our friends. And we love you. During these trying times, we care.
Let's keep our community strong.
Stay safe, and please stay healthy.
You're listening to John Stay.
Well, Betty, we're back on the clock with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Go ahead and announce the pick.
Jalen Arnold, DB, Alabama. Tall, rangy DB. Plays very physical. I think he, to me, I know there's been a lot of tossing, like people going back and forth between, do you want Mitchell? Do you want Arnold? I'm going to go with Arnold as my cornerback number two. That's not a knock on his skills at all. I think he's a very talented guy. Got very good ball skills. Alabama DB, which is a plus.
Mm-hmm. And same thing, in a division that wants to pass the football, show up your secondary. That's the thing the Jaguars will be happy to do. Pick number 18, Cincinnati Bengals. We're going J.C. Latham, offensive tackle. You can never get enough offensive linemen.
Absolutely not. And with the Cincinnati Bengals, it seems like every year we're talking about, like, investing in that line.
It does.
But, like, Joe Burrow got hurt again. So, mm-hmm. We'll continue to invest in that.
Yes.
And I think that out of the tackles that are left, Latham being an SEC, playing Bama, I think he might be the most. I think other guys could step in and play, but right away, I could see him getting ready to go and be ready to be a real difference maker from day one, being just a pro.
And now pick number 19, I love this pick. We're taking Jared Verse for the Los Angeles Rams, an edge rusher. The Rams, they need a pass rusher.
Yep.
And that's, especially no Aaron Donald now, you got to find other ways to generate pressure. So if Verse pans out, that's going to be a huge steal for the Rams right there.
You get Verse and you pair him with Kobe Turner? Oh, my goodness, that's a fantastic duo.
It kind of reminds me a little bit of the St. Louis Rams day when you had a rookie Aaron Donald, a vet Robert Quinn, and Chris Long. St. Louis Rams, shout out. Gosh darn you, Stan Kroenke. I mean, I just wish you wouldn't take him from us.
Benny, you'll go ahead and continue on with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Steelers, Amarius Mims, offensive tackle out of Georgia. You pair him with Broderick Jones, two Georgia guys are your tackles, and you're rolling. I think with whoever is your starting quarterback next year, Russ Wilson or Justin Fields, I think you provide them two bookends. Mims is obviously a little bit raw, has some injury history or whatever, but you take him to a place where he'll be able to play with probably a teammate, close friend, and really excited to see. I mean, he's just a ball of clay. He's so raw, but so powerful, so athletic. I'm very excited.
And if you're getting the trend, we really like teams taking offensive linemen. That's one of the best ways to build your franchise. And with the Miami Dolphins at pick number 21, we're going offensive line again. Graham Barton, look, you still want to protect Tua. You still want to create those running lanes for their explosive backs. I like Miami sticking in the trenches right now.
I'm bullish on Graham Barton. He can play all five positions, tackle, guard, or center. He really can. He's extremely versatile. You know what they say, the more you can play, the longer you can stay. And Graham Barton, I think, is just absolute gem here. Had a great pro day, and I'm very excited. And comes from Duke. He's a smart kid. I'm really excited to see what he does.
Completely agree with that. And now pick number 22, the Eagles are on the clock. The big difference with the Eagles this season versus the past season was their secondary. So we got them taking Kool-Aid McKinstry, another corner coming off the board. Benny, what's he going to do for this Eagles team?
He provides youth in the back end, which is huge. He's also a guy who is very poised. He's very technically sound. He plays very hard. He's got good range. And I really think that he can also return kicks, return punts. So that's just a little bit more his versatility. And with the new kickoff return rules, that's going to be a very valuable trait to have. So I think Kool-Aid McKinstry could slot in very well in Philadelphia and that SEC defense they've got over there.
Completely agree. And now pick number 23, Minnesota Vikings, their second first-round pick of the draft. We have them filling a need here. Chop Robinson, an edge rusher. They lost some pieces this offseason. They're going to need to find a way to get back. Getting after the quarterback, Chop Robinson gives them a chance to do that.
Yes, it does. And he is a fast guy. Speed kill. Chop Robinson is going to show you why.
100%. Pick number 24, I think people are going to like this one a lot, especially Cowboy fans out there. We're going Brian Thomas, a wide receiver. It was not an exciting offseason for the Dallas Cowboys. You give Dak another weapon, I think people are going to be a little more excited about the Cowboys going into next season.
And I think Dak is going to be a little more excited. I mean, let's call it what it is. Dak had a fantastic year last season. Chew got a win in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Get Brian Thomas, pair him with CeeDee Lamb, take some pressure off of CeeDee Lamb, who I think is a top five receiver in the NFL right now. Exciting times with Dallas.
It is. Benny, you want to go ahead and take pick number 25?
Number 25, we've got Cooper DeJean out of Iowa with the Green Bay Packers. To me, this just makes too much sense. Midwest guy, stays in the Midwest. Cooper DeJean is very technically sound. He's a guy who plays extremely hard. He's not afraid to come up and hit. That's one thing I really appreciate. He can come up and hit. I think he's going to provide some positional versatility. I think they're going to try him at corner, which they should, because he was very good. He was electric in college football. He was Mr. Iowa. He did everything for them. No offense. He was the offense on special teams. We'll never forget that terrible call on that punt return for a touchdown versus Minnesota. And he won the game. He would have won the game for them pretty much. But Cooper DeJean, he's a guy I think he's going to have a very long career. I'm not sure. I will see if he's a corner or a safety. A little worried about those hips, but I wouldn't count him out at all.
Now pick number 26, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Jackson Powers Johnson, inside offensive lineman. This is what Tampa Bay needs. They need to be able to run the ball better. They need to be able to protect Baker better. They do this with this pick right here.
Absolutely. He can play center or guard. He's big. He's physical. He really impressed me throughout this whole pre-draft process, whether it was the Senior Bowl. I kind of saw his reps in the comments. He's like, I think he's going to be a really good pick. I'm a little bit higher on Graham Barton than I am with JPJ. But I don't think you can go wrong with either one of them.
Completely agree. Pick number 27. Arizona Cardinals have another pick here. Darius Robinson, defensive lineman. You always need defensive linemen. The Cardinals especially need defensive linemen. So this fills a need for them right here as well.
Darius Robinson, Mizzou guy. Let me just say one quick little sidebar. Got an opportunity to meet and interact with this guy twice. Actually, three times. This dude is a high character guy. He's a man who's beloved in the Missouri community. absolutely plays his heart and soul out every single time he's on the field. You look at this dude, it's physically like just completely built. He can give you a little bit of edge. He can work in a D tackle. But he's a guy who I think is going to have an extremely long pro career. And if the Cardinals are able to get him at 27, they'll be really great. And the Ravens will be very upset. 28, though. My Buffalo Bills.
Your Buffalo Bills. Yeah,
that was cap. But the Buffalo Bills had the opportunity. They got to get another receiver.
They do.
So why not go get A.D. Mitchell out of Texas? Big hands, taller receiver, ran a blazing 40 time. And I think he's got the opportunity. He can potentially shock a lot of people.
Yeah, I think it's a pick that's needed. Buffalo, like you said, they've got a young receiving room. Make it younger, make it more talented with this pick. I think Josh Allen would be very happy with that. And I don't see any other glaring holes they can really fill with this pick. So I go in wide out, get a guy with a lot of upside. Pick number 29, the Lions are on the clock. Ennis Rackenstraw, another cornerback, filling another need for this Detroit team.
Rackenstraw is a beast. DV out of M-I-Z.
Mizzou.
No, he didn't know it, guys. It's okay. M-I-Z-Z-O-U.
Oh.
That is okay. It's a Missouri thing. You know, that's how we get down.
It is.
Get down. Yeah, Rackenstraw, he's played since he's a freshman. He's a really good player. He's another DB. He loves to come up and hit. He's a tone setter. That's one thing that was really surprising. For that Missouri defense, him and Robinson, he was a tone setter as a cornerback. And him and Chris Evans over the huge reason behind why Mizzou had that fantastic tenure out this year, along with, you know, Luther Burden, Cody Schrader, and Brady Cook.
And I think tone setting is something you want if you're the Lions. So you're going to have to go road playoff games at Lambeau, at Soldier Field, in the cold. Having tone setters on the defensive end is how you win those football games. So I love that pick there for the Lions.
Bite kneecaps.
Never knew
that type of player.
Benny, number 30, this is your team.
This is my team. Jordan Morgan out of Arizona.
To the Baltimore Ravens.
And the Ravens. I like this pick. I think Jordan Morgan is going to be a great pro. I really, 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 I'm bullish on Karana Magaja. I'm sorry. I really am. So, like, we think Jordan Morgan is going to go here to the Ravens, but
we would rather see Karana.
Yes. See, either go to the first round, or, you know, maybe that's a little too high for him. But you drive back, you trade back into the second round, you get your franchise left tackle or whatever, but, you know, this definitely solidifies a need. Mm-hmm. Jordan Morgan's going to go in and play for one of the best offensive line coaches in the, really in the NFL outside of Josh Allen. And I think it's a really solid fit. And it'll get a year to kind of work with a pro's pro and Ronnie Stanley.
100%. Yeah, great pick there for the Ravens. Filled a need. I like what you said, though. Trade down. Get Karan. And let's do it. Pick number 31, San Francisco 49ers. Similar situation to the Eagles. The big hole for them this year was their secondary did not play as well as it probably should have. So they take Nate Wiggins, a corner, to help out with the pass defense.
Speed, speed, speed kills. And that's going to be a common trend. You'll see. But Wiggins, long guy, he's just a burner. He really is a burner. Like he's a good football player. He's got pretty solid ball skills, and they do fit in very well with that 49ers back end.
Completely agree. And now pick number 32, Benny. This may be one of the picks I get most excited about. We've got the Kansas City Chiefs taking Xavier Worthy, wide receiver out of Texas, who broke the 40-yard dash record in the NFL Combine. To me, if he is on the board there, I don't see how the Chiefs do not take him. And this is just a big FU pick to the rest of the league. Say, watch what we can do with the fastest guy now,
yep,
theoretically, in NFL history.
They can't keep getting away with this. That's how I feel with the Chiefs getting the fastest man in the draft, Xavier Worthy. And outside of that, he's got great ball skills. Very solid route runner. Mm-hmm. I think one thing that was a little bit of concern was drops, but it wasn't to the point to where, you know, as a Ravens fan, maybe a Rashad Perriman.
You know what? I hate to say this, but it can't be worse than Kadarius Coney West.
No, can't be. Can't be.
So, Benny, that's picks 1 through 32. I think we'll probably have about 100% accuracy.
Yeah, that's totally how this plays out every single time.
So, Benny, thanks for joining me for the mock draft. Listeners, thanks for tuning in. And we'll see you guys next week here on the Sean Steak Podcast.
All righty.
Thanks for listening to the Sean Steak Podcast. And make sure to join Sean Steak on social media for more unique and exclusive content by following @SeanSteak on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok.